very heavy indeed to be able to come to you.
Thank you very much.
Hello,
yes, hey, partner.
It's a very rather difficult coming into those few tips. The junior?
Yes, very quite well.
Are you paying the way?
Yes. Quite well. Very clear.
Sometimes it's very difficult, you know, to get through.
I know, yes.
I'm not sure if you can hear me or if I'm not with you. I'm trying, but I'm very nice to speak to you, but you're not really any difficult, you know, that the weather is coming along.
You've been speaking very well, sir.
It's very well. It's really quite perfect.
Would you like to give your name, please?
My name is Evan.
Evan, yes. Would you tell us what you're doing that time? Have you thought over it or anything you like to talk to yourself? We'll see.
I mean, in a few years,
yes,
as I was in the mind of the doctor.
Oh, yes.
10 months
ago.
Some years ago now. Yes.
Yes, very tender.
Very tender. Very
clear. I
you have any past you've been trying to talk to yourself, tell yourself?
We were trapped, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we get out. There were several, many of us, you know.
Mm-hmm. It was very, very
strange.
There's nothing else to do, you have no choice.
No.
You might as well be in braver, otherwise you just got to do it.
Yeah.
I don't understand this, you know. I tried once before a long time ago to come through a street, but it was very difficult.
I know, but you're doing very well.
Very good.
Very
good. Mm-hmm. But can you tell us how you found yourself in the past or what your reaction to it?
Much better for everyone. We can cross it. This is the tubing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In my time, you know, and we're back in the 1920s, mm-hmm. a long time ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Things were very different.
Was it wrong with family?
How did you know? And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, not only we were underpaid, you know, mm-hmm. and there was not the precautions and the safety there is now.
No. I know, you went through a very bad time.
Can you tell us, Mr. Evan, how you found your job? Can you tell us something?
I must have lost consciousness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the shadow lines and things falling, you know. Suddenly hit me, knocked me unconscious. Fortunately for me, I did not live very long. I don't remember waking up on your side at all. But it must have been very terrible for some of them that were conscious and were trapped and they knew they'd never get out. It's a terrible thing, you know. But all I remember is waking up in a beautiful field. At least, it looked like a field.
Mm.
Trees and beautiful view, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is wonderful. I think I must have been kept from realizing what had happened for some time, because it was not until I'd been over here for quite a little while that I realized what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? How I died and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was some time after I came over here that I was brought back to work, you know, to see my people.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, things had changed even then, so I don't think I could have been back to work for a year, maybe. All I know is that I was over here with my relations that had gone before, a long time ago. People that I've known, you know, that I met here.
Mm-hmm.
Very kind. Everything was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I have no regrets now, though. Son, I don't know if you can hear what I'm saying.
Yes, it's rather
difficult to hold a conversation. I'm afraid I've not had a very good choice, you know.
Yes, you are.
Because I know that you like good speakers and people who can write, you know,
yes.
That sort of thing.
You know, thank you indeed.
It's very kind of you, sir.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I feel I didn't quite know why.
We can hear you.
I'd love to come and speak to you because I don't think that I'm very important, you know. It must be a bit of a disappointment for you because you have such interesting people come, you know,
mm-hmm.
people who are very wise and people who are very sort of, you know, happiness, you know. I feel as if I'm, well, I don't know, I just feel that I'm not very good, you know, and I wouldn't like you to be disappointed. I find it very difficult to concentrate myself and everything, you know, I suppose that if they thought that I would be the sort of person that would be interesting from the point of view that I'm different from most of them, they come to know because they are also educated, you know.
That's true.
Very well indeed. I was very fond of music, you know, when I was on your side, and I used to belong to the church choir, you know, and I used to sometimes sing solo. And over here I've become, of course, even more interested in music, and I found great happiness in that way, particularly. And I've always been fond of the garden and outdoor life, and I suppose being in the mines, I appreciated it all the more, you know, when one came to the stoppage and stuff of the shell, you know. Over here I'm very interested in gardens and flowers and things, you know, but, oh, I have many interests, you know, very many interests. Fortunately I wasn't married and or anything like that, you see. I suppose it was that, well, I never thought about marriage. I see too much unhappiness in my own community, you know, people struggling to keep their children. Of course, it wasn't that I did not have liked to be married, but I thought I'd better meet just as well as I did, because I don't know, probably the bigger children to be fended for, you know, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Yes,
you're not where, shall you?
No.
I didn't know that you were Welsh.
No.
I know that gentleman isn't Welsh.
No, but I didn't know Robert Valley. For a holiday, I went down around that park.
Well, there are some very nice parks, of course, you know. You get away from the areas, the fishing, different areas, you know. I often think back now to those days. They were dreadful, difficult days.
Mr. Evans, you said you sang the church choir.
Well, I think the church, I should have said the chapel,
yes.
But no, I wouldn't say I had a very good views. I just accepted it, you know, I think we all did, you know, when you're brought up to something from a child, you take it automatically, you know, you accept it as being the gospel truth.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like things in the music, of course, and the singing, but I didn't always take in what the pastor had to say. I'm afraid I wasn't a very religious man myself. I liked to drink and I liked to be back here, but I was not a bad man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't a good man either. I suppose I was just average.
What is your world like now? Could you give us an idea?
Oh, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Different altogether in many ways, of course, from the afternoon. You have none of the to put things that you have, you know. I mean, you can take all the beauty from your world and try to visualize it without all the other things, you know, and all the different things. You have some faint picture of what it's like here, you know. Everything here is beautifully organized, and yet you're not without an organization, you know. I mean, no one bosses you around, no one tells you what to do. I mean, it's just, I suppose, paradise in a way. Certainly paradise to me. Might not be paradise to some people. I suppose it depends entirely upon the person. As far as I'm concerned, I don't particularly want anything better. I'm told there are better spheres and more highly developments, but I'm quite content to stay where I am.
You got a house?
I have a little place. Very nice little place. Very pretty. Suits me. I live on my own. I'm quite happy. But someday I may meet someone that I would like to be with. But at the moment I'm quite happy. There's a who giving and taking in my own care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're like on your side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you can form attachments, and of course there are close attachments to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm quite happy. I meet all sorts of people and I talk about all sorts of things, you know, and I'm very interested in other things. I like to paint too. I'm very interested in art and music and reading. I read good books. There's plenty of good books here, you know. We have beautiful libraries. You can borrow everything that you want, you know. Here there seems to be a counterpart of everything that is good, everything that is worth having from yourself. And the work and the bad things don't seem to exist here. But they do exist on some spheres that people think on those lines, you see. Everything is a matter of how you think. It seems to me that as you think, so you are, you see. And so the conditions are around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not had dogs too. I'm very fond of animals.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on your side, I had a dog. And I was very fond of it. And it pined for me, you know. It died very soon afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have my dog here now. I call him Jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has anything like a Jumbo name, you know. But that was the name I gave him, you know.
Mr. Evans, do you still sing?
Of course I sing. I don't know how to sing now because it's as much land as the street, please. The fact that I've got this finish, I might be able to come and sing for you. I should like sometime for me to sing one of the real old Welsh tunes.
I'd like to sing time to my father.
Oh, that's a bit. That's all right, of course. I don't like anything that's national. There's something we want to get away from, you know.
So long as
it's far too much of this national or something. Stuff, you know, it's bad.
Isn't that like yours, then?
I haven't met him. I don't know that I'd be very pleased to meet him either. Yeah, I thought you didn't say that. But he was a very good man in his way. But I have not much time for politicians. He's only given me for me when I was on your side.
Yeah.
I do want you to think I'm pretty good. But you know, politics is not my cup of tea. I'm really that keen on politicians. I'm much more interested in going to the pictures and things so that I can be entertained and at least people will do something to make other people happy. But the politicians do too, except I'm being very unkind.
What's the countryside like where you are? The countryside, all the country, like, right? Is it Billy? Where you are?
Billy?
Yes.
There are few. Yes.
Are they very colorful?
Hello.
Yes?
I'm sorry. It's not my fault, you know. Sometimes it is very difficult, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes I have to wait until the power, whatever it is made somewhere, you know.
That's
replenished, you know. Obviously, the countryside is very nice, yeah, in some ways. Beautiful, beautiful scenery.
Mr. Evans, when you woke up in the field after were you surprised to see people that you
had been
before you?
Yes,
Is it okay that you spend your time mostly on that side, occupy your time?
Oh, I'm interested in that too, too. In all manner of things, you know. I'm not going to a good time over here, I suppose. It is because, in a sense, we have no time.
Yeah.
time being stuck into us. It is purely a material thing, you see. Time is a blue coat figure. I'm not conscious of time at all.
You're not, no. Are you the horses over there and your Lucas ponies and all that you knew?
As you say, interesting thing, it's a good ponies. Here they run free and wild, and enjoying the. I don't think it's that like them. Some people seem to think that animals have no tools. No wonder they have souls or not. They certainly have light on the team. I've seen the people and other animals too.
Yes. Have you any neighbors around you close to you, or are you alone?
Oh, I live in the community, you know. There are many neighbors.
Yes.
We are all for some very good time. They just only to say that we are necessarily in and out of each other's parties. But we see each other so here and we invite each other in and we just get close up to things and we have our own interests and hobbies, as I told you. But here it is a life which is so different in many ways that I don't think anyone can take it to understand to you, you know. I don't think there are any words in which we could do that. Not properly, you know. There are no aches or pains, no hospitals. At least if there are hospitals, I haven't seen anything. But I'm told that there are kind of hospitals for people who need help and attention when they're first coming, you know. And possibly it's very necessary for them too. Some of that, you know. I have no intention of ever having to need any particular help. Of course, I was helped, but not in the same way.
What are your houses like? Are they built in town?
Oh, there are all kinds of houses.
Are they all like homes on earth or general?
No. But some are not like. The earth kind of business. All the styles too.
What are they selling in the bookwork system?
Well, most of them, you would not think of it, they were made up weeks ago. They're not big. Heavy.
What is not now?
Well, they do vary.
Colorful?
White.
White?
Loose. Those two eyes.
And the flowers are very, in the garden are very, very
those. Very different kinds of flowers. Beautiful flowers.
What's your wearing apparel, clothes you wear?
I'm not quite sure if you can stay here. No. I'm dying, but fluctuating, you know, slightly. The houses, they look mostly white, but they have a sort of sheen about them. In a kind of way, you think that they were made of, I don't know, pearls. Very beautiful. What was that you just said to me? What was that? Is that wearing? I usually wear what I suppose will look to you like a kind of, like the ancient Romans or like the togas, you know, and that sort of thing. You don't very often, very rarely you see anyone wear what you call a suit, you know, like on study based to you like that, you know, because that's merely something which is common to a person when on earth, and possibly when they first come here they may feel that is the sort of thing that they wear, would like to wear, and in consequence they make them feel comfortable, they would wear that. But you soon get out of that idea, you know, that it's necessary to wear a suit or something. But most people seem to appreciate and to desire to wear what I suppose the Eastern Athens that you would be like the Romans or, you know, in the ancient days, you know. Very nice and very attractive and it's very comfortable and everything, you feel at ease in that. At least I do. And there are all different shades and hues and colors, you know. Oh, some have quite bright colors and some like just very soft, clear colors, you know. And I think to some extent that depends on the personal self, you know, the sort of mental, sort of condition in which they find themselves. And some people seem to be able to change the color of their robes, you know, according to their thoughts.
What kind of hue are you
wearing? Well, I prefer lighter shades, you know, the sort of softer shades, the sort of lilacs and softer blues and that sort of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You
love
him
for that
fashion shoe? I do. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if I'm not doing very well in order to get some of that, because the conditions and everything, you know, and sometimes the power, it fluctuates, you know, it comes and it goes, you know, all the time, it is going and coming, you know, it's very difficult to hold on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be? Change that line to the woods.
Do you have a
sea? I've never seen a sea. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I've never seen a sea.
No.
I've seen rivers and lakes and ponds and things like that, yes, but not exactly, but I've never seen a sea.
No. No. Mm-hmm. And it's very tough.
But you're living in a sea, don't you? You're not Brighton.
That's right.
Yes, I know all about you. Because people will talk about you sometimes, and indeed, excuse them in the suits here that brought me back to you, and I know about you, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're doing a little work, you know, trying to spread this among all the people, you know. You take it to the various places you really love.
Yes.
That's how
you have a job, you're quite clear, it's out of chapel.
You want other people to hear it, you see. Hear what you say, you say it's not so
bad. It's a little funny, but it's good to believe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think it is impossible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought it was impossible without the understanding. I never thought too deeply about these things. I suppose in a way it's understandable because I lived in a very narrow community, really, as far as these things are concerned, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything had to be very sort of, you know, just right, you know. You had to think it's a church thing for the chapel things, you know. Indeed, you had to be very careful.
That's why I asked you about pluralism, because I knew you would be.
Oh, I was chapel, I suppose, really, but not anything in particular.
Yeah.
I was whatever anyone liked to call me. It didn't matter very much to me. I like to do the singing and the music.
Mm.
I was very interested in all music and singing.
Mm.
I was also interested in what the man had to see. Sometimes I thought he took a lot to come and rock, you know, but sometimes I thought, well, some sense in that, but I did not like this sudden thunder, the hellfire, you know.
No.
I left one chapel because of that. I did not like the passing of truth, you know.
Mm.
That's some very narrow ideas, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This man was a bit more reasonable.
But, do you play instruments then? Do you play instruments?
Oh, yes, of course. You can play instruments if you have that natural, you know, desire to do it, you see. I mean, there's piano and there's all sorts of instruments which you would associate, you know, with music. Everything, and the instruments that I've never seen before.
Do you play instruments?
Well, I have a go, you know, but I didn't say I'd do that yet. I'm very keen, of course, but I feel I've much to learn yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to go in a minute. I'm not too sorry, but it's not my fault, you know. Mm-hmm. I can only do the best I can, you know.
You're doing
very well. Very good for me.
Is there anybody
you'd
like to give a message to on our side?
No, no, no.
They're all
left there. My mother and father are here, you see, my mum and dad, and I do brothers and sisters. Fortunately, I'm very glad I didn't.
Do you eat at all on your side? Eat everything?
No, I don't feel any need to eat. Yeah. I think some people do when they first come in. But I never really have. I think I really adapted myself to the Christian.
Yeah.
I don't think I had any regret by that in particular, you know.
That's probably because your mind is more open.
I must go.
Mm.
I must go. Goodbye.
Well, thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Good night. God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I've not done very well.
No, it's not very well, indeed.
Very well.
Very well.
Good evening.
Yeah.